And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 97.3 Fan Studios with the two Bs, Berkeley and Brandon from Seakeeper. We're going to be talking about that incredible technology that you can put on your boat. And some pretty darn good fishing going on, too. So stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Yes, indeed. It's boat show season, and we're very fortunate to have the San Diego Boat Show in town. And with that in town, comes Berkeley and Brandon from Seakeeper. Good morning, gentlemen.
So, boys.
Good morning.
Great to have you.
Thank you, guys.
Of course, Berkeley's a regular here, but Brandon, this is the first time on Let's Talk Hookup here at the Fan. Great to have you.
First time, very excited.
But you're not a first timer in the fishing world.
No.
Yeah, you've been around
far
a
from
long,
it.
Long time.
Not a long time, but putting a lot of hours in
lot
for
of
his
hours,
short
yeah.
time around on,
yeah.
around the globe. But
for
yeah.
sure. He spends a lot of time on the water.
No doubt.
A lot of time down here in San Diego doing the fishing thing. But a lot of technology been happening since the last time you were on, right, Berkeley?
Oh, absolutely, Pete. You know, things are really exciting. We keep getting into smaller and smaller boats with our units going down, and there's definitely more exciting things to come. Currently, our Seakeeper 2 is the smallest model for boats 27 to 32 feet.
Wow.
Up to about 14,000 pounds.
Wow.
Yep.
And so that's pretty amazing. It's all battery operated, no generator needed, right?
That's right. It's 12 volt.
That's crazy.
You know, we're running these off our outboard engines. You know, and on average, we're getting about 4 to 5 hours continuous use with everything shut off.
Wow.
With just a dedicated battery bank with two 27 series AMG batteries.
So you get 4 or 5 hours without any charging whatsoever from the.
That's right. That's right. And you know, you go ahead and start up that outboard. And you get some more juice
yeah.
going.
I say, yeah, with four strokes these days, I don't think anybody even turns them off. You know, I know when we're fishing our skiff, we turn the key on in the morning, we turn it back off in the evening, you know, so you as far as power consumption goes, you're virtually any skiff with a couple outboards, you got nothing to worry about.
That's right, Ricky.
Now, Brandon, you run the Seakeeper demo boat. You're the captain of the demo boat. You travel up and down the West Coast with that. It's a 32-foot Albemarle?
It's a 29-foot
Albemarle. 29-foot yeah. Albemarle. Mm-hmm. And what Seakeeper does that have in it?
It has a 3.
Seakeeper a 3 in it. Okay.
Which is also a DC-powered unit.
A DC. And and that's because that's a pretty heavy boat for a 29-foot.
It is. It's a
that's a big boat.
It is. For a 29-footer, it weighs almost 17,000 pounds loaded. So it's a heavy boat.
So it would be on the upper end of the Seakeeper 2.
Yeah, we yeah. wouldn't put the 2 on that boat just yeah. because of the weight of it.
Okay. Yeah. So you run the boat, and how long, I mean, no issues ever with batteries or anything like that?
Not in the time I've used the boat. It's been no problems at all.
So tell us some of the stories about taking people out
exactly.
on the Seakeeper and just having the wow factor.
Yeah.
Sure. It's really just that, like you said, it's the wow factor. People are just amazed when you flip. It's literally a flip of a switch, and people are just taken back and in awe of the effect that it has. Literally going from 10 to 12 degrees roll to 1 to 2 degrees roll, and just solidifying the boat in 4 to 5 foot seas is a real scenario.
It's such a difficult thing to describe to people that I just so encourage everybody to come go on a ride with you, because you can't. It's very difficult to try and put into words to somebody that you can be on a boat. On a boat that's rocking and rolling full speed, and with one push of one button, the boat stops moving. It's just how do you explain that?
Yeah, you can't. You have to experience it.
It's so cool.
It's definitely something
there's,
you have
there's
to feel.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah. yeah.
And once you have it, like I have one on my boat, my 36 Pacifica. It's
yeah.
there's, I mean, I can't imagine life without
back.
It.
No.
I mean, Berkeley and I were talking about it. You get in the trough, that you have like an 8-foot swell and a little wind chop, and you're sideways drifting on a tuna school or whatever, even rock fishing in the winter,
anything,
you know.
Anything.
We're doing
anything.
That. And it makes the difference between being able to fish and just being able to hang on.
You're just comfortable.
Yeah.
Drink's not spilling. You're
yeah.
but you don't got to worry about your binoculars sliding off your bench seat and falling down.
Yeah, like, everything
it's all the
coming
little
off
thing.
The table.
Yeah, climbing down the ladder. It's like all the little things that you don't think about when you have the button turned on. And then
yeah.
when it's off, you're very quickly reminded, you know, that you're back in reality again.
One of my favorite things to do is people, it's like, oh, do you have the Seakeeper on? And I go, I turn it off. And then they go, turn it back on! Turn it back on!
yeah. yeah, that's awesome, Pete.
Yeah.
Brandon, you know, I mean, you had to be driving, you know, because I know that you take that boat all the way up and down the West Coast. So that boat, you know, sometimes we can be accused of being in the kiddie pond down here. And, you know, Pete, you're talking about what a big difference it makes, you know, having it there. Like, you've had to see that thing in some pretty serious conditions, I'm sure, all the way up and down the coast.
Sure. Yeah, in the beginning of the year, I took the boat from Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way to Seattle, and I had never done that before.
Whoa.
And I think the Seakeeper was one of the things that allowed, gave me the confidence to do that for the first time by myself.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. That's a stretch.
Yeah, it was. It was 160 nautical miles from Vancouver to Seattle.
Wow.
It was chilly.
It was
ice.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Ice all over the boat. And,
ice on the boat?
Yeah, it was really cool.
No, thanks.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, for a Southern Californian like you, Brandon, that must have been a shocking experience, right?
I had to wait 2 days in Vancouver for the snow to stop for me to get a window to go. But it was cool, and it was a good experience.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you're at the San Diego Boat Show, right, guys? And you're showing off the Seakeeper boat. Now, you can't take demo rides because you're kind of locked in, but can you rock it and roll it?
Oh, yeah. So
yeah?
We're doing dockside demos all day and every day, today and tomorrow. And, I mean, that's really the amazing part of it.
You don't
have to leave the show. Just getting there and being interactive with the Seakeeper 3 right in front of you. We'll answer any questions you have. But we'll put 10, 12 people on the boat. And we'll say, guys, let's rock it. Come on. And Brandon will go ahead and engage the Seakeeper. And everyone will kind of look up and say, what did he do?
Yeah. What happened?
The brakes on the ocean.
It goes to almost throwing people over the side to just not even moving.
Yep. There's just so many reasons why this technology is so important to people, not only as boaters but as fishermen. I mean, it's about making you more comfortable. You eliminate boat roll, you really make everybody happy.
Yeah. Well, how and why does it work? What is the magic of a Seakeeper?
Sure. Well, what it comes down to is physics and angular momentum. So what we do is we take a flywheel, we spin it at a high rate of speed. So we create our angular momentum, and we spin.
How high?
Up to 9,000 RPMs a minute.
Wow.
Yep. And the only way we're able to do that is through our patented vacuum technology to run that, spin that flywheel in a controlled environment. It's in that sphere in a vacuum with helium inside, which basically eliminates all that friction and heat. So you get that, what we call as angular momentum gyro horsepower, which is what you need to create that momentum, which creates torque. And it's kind of like a counterweight. So when the boat wants to rock side to side, you look down at the Seakeeper, and the Seakeeper is precessing fore and aft. And all that energy is all of a sudden, when Brandon hits that button, you look down, and it's gone. And you're just looking at the Seakeeper rock fore and aft. It's totally amazing.
I just look at it and go, how does it do that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, here you have a box with a round cylinder in it, and you have a big, heavy boat. Like, my boat's like 22,000 pounds. And then you push this button, and it stops rocking. How does it do that? It's just...
In the ocean.
It's just physics, right? It's like I remember the first time you were ever on the show, Berkeley, you gave us each a gyroscope, the one we used to play with our kids,
mm-hmm.
and you hold it in your hand, and it spins at real high rates, and you can feel the motion, right?
You know, it is just physics, but what makes it really exciting is it's actually a computer-controlled gyroscope. So we're constantly improving the product, we're constantly updating the software, at the factory, these things are put on test tables in hundreds of different sea conditions. So, I mean, a guy can buy a Seakeeper anywhere in the world, whether it's out in South Florida or out somewhere in Sumatra in Asia. It doesn't matter. It's going to give him the performance he wants. And yeah.
So when Brandon, when you say somebody, a fisherman comes up to you and said, well, what's the Seakeeper going to do for me? I like to fish. I love to go. I mean, why should I spend this money on putting this Seakeeper in my boat?
Sure. As a captain, there's a lot of things on the boat that benefit only the captain, like the type of engines, sonar, stuff like that. But the Seakeeper really benefits everybody on board. It makes it more enjoyable for everybody, less rocking and rolling. It's a more stable platform. You're able to look through your binoculars more steadily, even if you don't have gyro binoculars. It just makes everything more enjoyable and more safe.
Yeah.
And I can't even fathom the number of people who, you know, the guy's a fisherman and he makes his big investment in the boat and he wants to have the family out there, but, you know, whatever, you know, my wife gets seasick and, you know, this is the thing that I would love to get to spend time with her doing. I'd love to go to Catalina, but she can't do it and that's just not her thing. Like, how many things out there can you make an investment and now, like, a lot of people who, one, couldn't enjoy your passion, now they can. You know, it's one of those things, like, if you can... if you can keep mom from getting seasick, like that's the whole, you know, that's the whole difference. Now you get to go more often, you know, things like that. Like if you can just add something to the boat and now get to enjoy it with people who before couldn't do it with you, like what better reason is there?
Yeah, I mean, what's that worth to you, right?
Totally.
Yeah, you make this investment in the boat, and it's and they're not cheap. I mean, Seakeeper is an investment. It certainly is, but. I mean, it depends. Like, it's like, what's comfort and safety worth to you, right?
Exactly.
And again, I mean, nobody's denying the fact that it's not a serious investment to put in the boat. But what does it do to the resale value too? You know, selling a used boat in markets these days. I mean, you want to talk about the difference maker on somebody making a decision between the boat that you're trying to sell years down the line versus a competing one that doesn't have a Seakeeper. It is a no-brainer. Like that boat's going to go every time. You're going to get that investment back out of the boat because of having that product on there. No question.
Have you seen that, Berkeley?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it just keeps you not only on the water longer, but, you know, as we get older, it's pretty tough to do some of that. I call it boat yoga.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get seasick. I mean, it's just the fatigue factor. When you're able to eliminate that, you're just able to have more energy. You make less mistakes when you're fishing. And, I mean, you're really catching more fish when it comes down to it.
No doubt about it, yeah. Now, not only does Brandon run the Seakeeper boat, he's also a pretty avid fisherman, too. And you've been on that fish, haven't you, Brandon?
When I can, yeah.
Yeah, catching some bluefin this week?
Yeah, last week we caught a couple there.
Yeah.
On poppers and jerkbaits and stuff like that. It was really fun.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. What do you think? How's it shaping up? Have you been, what are you seeing out there?
There's a lot of fish out there.
It's a lot of fish, right?
Anywhere from 30 miles down to 120 miles, there's scattered fish everywhere.
So if you have questions about Seakeeper, you have questions about fishing, we have the guys here in the studio, and we'll talk a lot, of course, about this week and what happened yesterday, too. You'll get some good reports and find out what's going on the water. It's happening.
Yeah, today's a perfect day to do it. Lots of great information, lots of great stuff to talk about, and lots of serious fishing and boating knowledge from these two in here. Going to be a great show today, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, the best way to do it is to call us right now. It's going to be a very busy morning on the phones and a great opportunity for you to get through. 833-288-0973. That's the brand new number getting us here on the Fan 97.3. Again, 833-288-0973 gets you through today. And not only are we talking fishing questions, we got great catch reports, obviously talking all kinds of Seakeeper. Pete's going to try and peel as much information of catching bluefins out of Brandon as we possibly can. And we're going to have a great show today. And we are also giving away such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. The pair you're getting is the Barrier Reef. It's one of the brand new styles of Maui Jim's, a great fishing pair of glasses. This particular frame is the blue turquoise frame. It's got that awesome blue Hawaii brand new mirrored blue lens from Maui Jim. And, of course, that super thin glass that Maui's so famous for, a killer pair of Maui Jim's. Going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan. Whether you desire fishing bluefin tuna offshore or yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe Island, the Journeyman is equipped to make your angling dreams reality. Limited to 6 anglers, your fishing experience and time on the water will be an angling experience to remember. The Journeyman is now available for charter, fishing San Diego and Guadalupe Island for the 2019 summer and fall seasons, and will be fishing out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for the winter of 2019 and 2020 season. Call Journeyman Sport Fishing at 619-571-1979 or visit us at journeymansportfishing.com, where your angling dreams become reality.
All right, it's happening right now. It's the San Diego International Boat Show. It's right there at Harbor Island, right next to the Sheraton, right across from the San Diego International Airport. 150 boats from entry-level cruisers to personal watercrafts, and some amazing boats, too, we'll talk about later in the show.
It's so cool. They've got the in-the-water displays, including Seakeeper. They got food trucks and beer gardens, the Killer Kid Zone, live music and entertainment, and all kinds of seminars.
Yeah, indeed. And what's cool is they have on- and off-the-water displays. I mean, you can see SeaDek, Blue Seas Fabrications. Those guys are there. West Coast Marine Parker has a couple of Parkers, the guys Kevin and the guys from Parker have it. H&H Marine has a great display of Yamaha outboards. All up and down there, it's just fantastic.
Today and tomorrow, Spanish Landing Park East, right on Harbor Island. Today from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. There's always discounts for active U.S. military.
San Diego International Boat Show.com for more information.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we have the two B's, Berkeley and Brandon from Seakeeper here in the studio talking great technology and talking about fishing here, talking about bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna in the mix and a lot of good stuff. And 1 week from today, yes, indeed, it is our first San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast, Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford with Captain Mark Wheeler, who is a Seakeeper owner, of course, and loves his Seakeeper on his 62 Nomad. And it's your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly-down, fly-back trip from Mazatlan in January, including a round-trip ticket from LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Hey, Alaska Airlines, great, great service. Just flew them, the Rancho Leonero, and back. Just fantastic, easy, and convenient, and on time. And be sure to click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. Website for more details on great Alaska airline destinations and deals. Now get this, you can also win a trip on the Blackjack. That's a great 4 or 6 pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. You can win Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, going to have Nomad lures, AFCO clothing, AFCO gear. Lots of great stuff to give away just for showing up. Check out the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for complete rules and details. And we'll see you Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford, and that's the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. And I might add, too, that Dave and Janelle Roti, from who won the Rancho Leonero trip last year during our Ford broadcast, were down at our tournament.
Oh, cool.
That trip to go down, a round-trip airfare on Alaska, and they had a great time. That was their first time, so they had loved it.
Well, I was just thinking about, as you were reading, I mean, think about that for a second. Somebody's going to win a long-range trip. A long-range trip on the Royal Star, fly down, fly back, including Air 4, for zero cost, just for coming. So if you haven't been to one of the events, they're super fun, you know, coffee and donuts and good times and hanging out and listening to the show, We have a casting contest, which, I mean, a very high percentage of the people that come are going to win something, whether it be in the raffles, or if you happen to win one of the places in the casting contest, you'll win a fantastic prize. We do a random draw from everybody that shows up, and there, I mean, what raffles exist that have a higher percentage of winning a long-range trip with airfare for no dollars?
Yeah.
It's so much fun, and it's a really cool atmosphere and a good time. Those are really great ones. And the Encinitas Forward one is a great live broadcast to come. I really hope everybody comes and checks it out. It's a really fun time.
It's really funny. It's next Saturday, 7 and 9 a.m., and you can hear it right here on the Fan. And just come on down and join us. It's going to be great. I was going through the stuff yesterday, kind of putting the box together for all the giveaways, and Shimano lures, including Flat Falls and Colt Snipers, the Nomad lures, they sent all kinds of Nomad stuff for us. The AFCO stuff that we have is amazing. Just a really a great, great group of stuff to give away. Of course, Cowboy will be there with his donuts, and Mark always puts out coffee, and it's a good time.
That Nomad stuff is really cool. We just got a huge, big resupply at the tackle shop the last, you know, in the last 2 days, and starting to really expand the line, especially with this Bluefin acting the way that it is. And I mean, Brandon, I'm sure we'll talk more about it in the show, but it's not there yet, but it's coming. It's becoming very reminiscent of 2016. Like, there's lots of spots up. And if you find the right spot, it's very castable to catch, you know, to catch fish at. And with that, like, you know, when 2016 happened the first time, like, we just got, you know, as that, you know, foamer fishing and fish up on the surface, like, we started to really dial in tackle and gear and ways to catch it a lot better. So if those things give us a chance now, knowing we know with all of the different casting baits, whether it be poppers or stick baits or jerk baits or all that kind of stuff, there's some really cool opportunities, and Nomad makes some really nice ones. Those Riptide stick baits are what I fished last year with pretty fair success. Now there's a multitude of sizes for when that stuff's on small bait all the way up to big stick baits, and the Chug Norris popper that they have is a really good one.
Chug Norris popper is cool.
They have some really, really good stuff.
It's a cool name, too.
Aside from what has been popular already in that Buffalo and Gypsy, you know, flat fall style lures, their casting baits are really, really high end. We're stoked
indeed
on them.
Well, if you want to get through, here's your chance. Lines are open, 833-288-0973. We're giving away that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And, Berkeley, you're going to sweeten the pot a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to throw in a Seakeeper Pro Staff package, Pete.
Wow.
Nice.
Nice sweatshirt, cap.
Sweet.
Beanie.
Right on.
The whole thing.
Seakeeper
we'll get
out.
You dialed in.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So that's in addition to, so you're going to be wearing the Maui Jim sunglasses, the Seakeeper hat and beanie and
sweatshirt,
and the sweatshirt, the whole deal. Wow.
Sign me up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, again, 833-288-0973. Now, Brandon, let's talk a little bit about bluefin tuna and fishing and like what Ricky was talking about. So tell us what you saw. You were out Monday, right?
Yeah, we were out Monday Monday all day. We've been out a few times where we haven't seen it, and it started out the same Monday morning, and we didn't see it. We were out west a little ways, and weren't seeing it. We bounced inside to another area, and it was up really good in the afternoon. A little bit of foamers, a lot of just bluefin chipping on birds, term birds, shearwater, stuff like that. Lots of spots, and we got lucky. We got three good spots, three good casts, and we connected on all three. And,
wow.
That's so cool.
What was the size of the fish?
They were 70 to 80 pounders.
Woo!
That is so cool.
Yeah,
just that fish is in private boat range. Like
unreal
that.
Great
crazy.
Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all within one day range?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of talk on the show the last couple of days, and a lure that is by no means new, but is like coming back into popularity, is the original Colt Sniper. Just the original Colt Sniper jig, and been a lot of talk about re-rigging and things like that. Was that anything that you guys put into play for?
Yep.
For doing?
We one of our fish was caught on that. It was the original 100-gram Colt Sniper.
Wow.
You guys do anything special to it? I mean, because there's been a lot of talk about that. Some theories being keep it stock because it gets bit the best. Others being, well, you got to put a leader so you don't get chewed off. And, you know, we should put a bigger hook on it. You guys do anything like that to it? You like the same? How do you fish that thing?
Sure. I think it definitely does get bit better stock. But with the grade of fish that you can cast, you catch a 50-pounder, you catch a 150-pounder.
Sure.
You got to have a leader and a little bit bigger hook, in my opinion.
Okay.
So we're putting a 100-pound fluoro-leader on it and reinforcing the hook a little bit.
Yeah, so 100-pound, it's just a short 100-pound leader? Are you tying
2 or 3 feet? Just two or three feet? You can cast it, and it, when it gets in its mouth, it's out. The leader's out of its mouth.
Okay, so the rig is 2 or 3 feet, and then you go to a swivel, and then tie the swivel to your main line.
Yes, sir.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's how we do it. There's a lot of ways to do it, but that's how the guys at the shop do it.
Yeah. Is it color make a difference, or it doesn't matter?
I don't think it does, but I mean, there's definitely colors that I like to throw more than others. But the fish sees whatever he's going to see, and if he bites, he bites.
And that seems to be this year has been a pretty hot lure, this Colt Sniper, right? The 100 gram.
Definitely.
Yeah. I know a couple weeks ago when Carl was here from Fisherman's Landing, we were talking about how his success with that, and you've been selling a few of those in the shop.
We gave Carl such a hard time because obviously he had very good fish. No, I mean, it's for a reason. The fish are biting that. You know, it's a lure you can cast very well. And, man, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a great problem to have, but the number of people who have called, come down to the shop, wanting this specific, you know, we were talking about putting that ST66 hook on it, people, like, coming down with them, like, that is darn near all we did for, like, a week after Carl was on the show, was sell those Colt Snipers, re-rig them with a heavier-duty ring and that heavier-duty treble hook, and, you know, trying, like Brandon's saying, trying to keep it as close to stock as possible, but putting heavier-duty parts on it. So, you know, a hook that's relatively the same size, make the lure do relatively the same thing, but a little heavier duty, you know, 4 extra strong treble hook, that kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of Colt Sniper, you know, tweaking around the shop the last couple of days.
Yeah. Now, relating fishing and Seakeeper, one of the things people ask and wonder about is, will the Seakeeper inhibit my boat? Because there's definitely some noise on it. Have you found that the Seakeeper does anything to deter fish from being under your boat?
A fair question.
Yeah.
Absolutely not, Pete. You know, I can definitely attest that we've got a lot of great captains out there, including some that have been on the show, that catch a lot of big fish out there,
yes.
Various species.
Pete Grosbeck being one of them.
That's
right.
Lasley.
Ask the
guys.
Yeah, I mean, they put Seakeepers on every one of their boats, and they wouldn't be doing that if it was doing something to keep them from getting bit.
Those guys are a fantastic team and great group of guys, but and I think it was years ago. I mean, Seakeeper's been around since 2008, and they were one of the early pioneers of the product, and I think, you know, they know that it gave them some advantages that, you know, helped them a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whether it's, you know, up in the tower with the gyros or just the fatigue factor that's on your fishing line. We talked a little bit about Mr. Flager earlier, and, I mean, he's broke a lot of line class records. And
All of them.
He does, personally, attest that a lot of that is he feels is due to not as having as much stress on your line with that boat rocking back and forth.
Yeah, there's something to that, too. If you're in a rough sea, right, Brandon, and you're, especially if you're on light line, you know, the boat rocking and rolling can really put a damper on the ability to land that fish,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, and if a lot of the fishing right now, aside from the lures, is fishing a small bait with a small hook, and you can only put so much pressure on that until the hook's going to bend out or you're going to pull the hook, and the Seakeeper's going to keep the boat pretty level, pretty mellow, allows you to put more pressure on the fish.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
I dig it.
I think there's going to be a day when people are going to say, hey, you want to go fishing with me? And then the next question is going to be, do you have a Seakeeper?
There's no doubt that, like, you know, we've been having the conversation for a couple of years now, and in 10 years or 15 years, it'll be like air conditioning in a car. Like, there just will become a time when, you know, because you're watching it happen right now. Seakeeper is getting smaller and smaller, and it's getting more and more affordable. Like, there undoubtedly will be a time, whether it's 5 years or 10 years or whatever, that is on every boat. Like, you can't. It's just the technology is way too good to not have. You know, it'll just be one of those things that it'll become absorbed into the cost, and every new boat will have one on it. It's just too good not to.
No doubt about it. All right, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973 is the number. You have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Barrier Reef, and that great Seakeeper clothing package.
That's right.
A pro, what do you call it?
Pro staff kit.
Okay, right. Very good. Let's jump in the phones, right?
You got it, buddy. We started off up in Poway. Talked to Dave this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
I heard Pete just mention a shout-out about the Rancho Leonero trip, and I wanted to call in and first say thanks. And in summary, our expectations were exceeded. It was a fantastic time. The fishing was good, not great, but it was good. But the whole experience overall, from the setting, the bar in the dining room overlooking on the, you know, the bluff and looking over the ocean, the snorkeling, the quad rides, it was a great experience. We loved it.
So. Yeah, you did it all, didn't you? You did the quad ride up to the waterfall. What'd you think of that?
It was great. It's, yeah. You know, it's nice to have an experience that isn't over-sanitized, is the way I put it.
Where, that's cool.
You know how everything is so regulated here in the States, it seems. It was just, you know, getting out there, experiencing Baja as it is, you know, off the beaten track. It was great.
And what's cool, too, is Rancho Llanero caters to such a friendly atmosphere, and Dave, you and your wife, Janelle, certainly took advantage of that and were just such gracious people to, I mean, Dave remembers names of everybody there. It's like unbelievable. But just, you made a lot of new friends and dined with different people every evening, and how fun was that, huh?
It was great. When I first walked into the bar, we did, Chris was at the bar, and he said, "Welcome. Let me buy you a beer and a shot." That quick. That quick, people were reaching out and making us feel welcome. It was great. So
it's a special place.
We hope to head back down.
Yeah, for sure. Our tournament next year, June 6th through the 10th, a great time of the year down at Rancho Llanero. And I know they're already filled a lot of rooms just from Pamela was there taking bookings for next year, and she filled a lot of rooms already. But hopefully you and Janelle are going to join us again.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
Looking at the calendar.
It's a very good time. And like you say, the fishing was slow. I mean, but there were fish there. There's a lot of marlin around. A lot of marlin didn't want to bite, and a lot of marlin that did. But there was plenty of releases of marlin. There was tuna around, but not for everybody.
Yeah.
But there were tuna to be caught up to 77 pounds.
Nice.
And some nice grade tuna. And you guys caught a fabulous pargo, right? Like 20 pounds?
Yep, 20.3 pounds. So,
that's
pargo. That made the fishing aspect of it. It was great. It was great to see Guillermo, our boat captain. He got excited over that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And you fished on a super ponga, right?
We did.
Yeah, which is really, really, really fun. And the other thing, too, we had is just beautiful weather.
That's
just
great.
Flat, calm. I mean, it was. You wouldn't have had to turn the Seakeeper on that because it was that flat. It was pretty great. So, well, great to have you guys, and hopefully you'll join us again. Definitely, good luck on the San Diego County Ford Dealers broadcast and winning another opportunity.
Yeah, you bet. Can I ask a quick Seakeeper question?
Absolutely.
Is there a fishing operation that has Seakeeper on the boat in the SoCal area where we can, you know, hire on and take a fishing experience and see what it's like, you know, firsthand? Or do you have plans to have one outfitted?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you can always take a ride when the Seakeeper boat is in town, right, Brandon?
Yeah, you can always schedule a demo ride.
Yeah.
Whenever. Uh-huh. But there's no operations right now, sport fishing operations, that currently have a Seakeeper.
No commercial sport fishing.
Yeah, I thought maybe there were private, you know, smaller boats that, you know, four packs or operations like that might be close to putting it on. And
I think it's coming, though.
Yeah, it's definitely in the works.
It is in the works, definitely. So, you know, with the smaller and smaller units we're coming out with, I believe in about the next month and a half, we're going to be putting a Seakeeper 2 on a 25-foot Parker.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're very excited about it. We want to get out there with amongst the other Parker owners and show them what it'll be like, and definitely a game changer. We are getting a few boats up in the Alaska region. In fact, I'm going up on Tuesday to Homer, Alaska. There's a company up there called Deep Strike Fishing Charters. They've got a 38-foot bay weld aluminum boat. And we're going to do a drone shoot, and he's actually a Seakeeper ambassador for us.
Very good.
Up in Alaska, so hey. It's kind of an evolution that's coming. We're seeing, you know, more and more smaller boats getting Seakeeper refits, and you know we've got a boat over in Hawaii that's top shape sport fishing in Kona, and on TripAdvisor you can see these reviews. Everyone goes on the boat and they says, you know, my wife gets seasick, and it had a sea keeper, and it made her experience
that much,
much more enjoyable.
Yeah. Now, you're going to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, and, of course, Simon, who you fish with, has a sea keeper,
yep.
Brand-new boat and a sea keeper. So if you're lucky enough to book Simon ahead of time and get on his boat at Kingfisher Charters, you could try it up there.
Yeah, we'll have first-hand experience. We leave a week from tomorrow, and, yeah, brand-new boat, 32-foot, custom pilot house style boat with a brand new sea keeper in it. And how nice is it going to be? How nice is it going to be trolling for salmon in that zone with a little bit of chop and a little bit of swell to kick the sea keeper on? And
you mean it gets rough and
Sea not have to worry about your coffee sliding off the table.
Yeah,
it's going to be sweet.
No kidding, it's going to be fun. But I think it's coming. I mean, the day is coming, Dave, that there's going to be several charter boats that are going to have them, and you'll be able to really experience that. But in the meantime, you can book a time. Just go. How do you schedule a ride?
You can go on the Seakeeper website, and you can find me, Pete. My information's on there, Berkeley Andrews, bandrews@seakeeper.com.
Uh-huh.
Send us an email. You can reach me at 310-502-0034, and we'll coordinate with Brandon and get him out for a ride. And we take the boat, all over Southern California. We loved it. And we'll be at other, different...
there's another boat show coming up here.
Later in the fall, yeah.
Up in L.A., yeah. Mm-hmm. So if they come down to the San Diego Boat Show today or tomorrow, and they come and check out the thing, you're taking opportunities for people to come ride with you this week, right, Brandon?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you want to go ride this week, jump on it.
That's right. You know what? The dockside demo hits home for a lot of people, but if you really want to go out there and, see how the sea keeper acts in, different sea conditions, different speeds, we're happy to do that with you anytime.
All right. Great. Thanks a lot, Dave, and great fishing with you down at Rancho Leonero. Great having you and your lovely wife there.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, plus finding out what's biting out there. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 8th. This is the tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro Staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 8th only. Plus, get free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin this Saturday, June 8th. Starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin. 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Saving Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Indeed, a lot of great things happening here at The Fan, and that's pretty exciting news, too, that Ben and Woods are going to join The Fan starting on Monday. So really welcome them
to come here
at The Fan. That's going to be really, really cool. That's going to be fantastic. Big thing happening today, the Longfin Shimano Day.
Oh, it's today the day.
This is the day today. It's going on now from 7 to 7. And can you imagine what that parking lot looks like right now?
I know what the line... Yeah. If it started at 7, the line's probably decreased now. But I can guarantee you, 48 minutes ago, that line was wrapping around the buildings. Nobody does a sale like the boys up at the Longfin.
Nobody does it. Eric and Tom just do such a fantastic job. So if you want to go save a lot of money and talk to the pros with Power Pro, Shimano, G. Loomis, all the guys are there. And you can learn knots from the Power Pro guys. You can see the inside scoop on Colt Snipers and jerkbaits and all the different lures that the Shimano has. And then save a lot of money, too, because everything in the store is for sale. Things that aren't supposed to be on sale are on sale.
Those guys don't get to say it, but you're not one of those guys, so you do get to say it. It's wild.
It's a big, big sale, and so don't miss it. At the Longfin in Orange right there, you can't miss it. Just check the longfin.com for more details, and go check that sale out. 7 to 7 today is the day for the big Longfin sale. All right, we've got the man, tournament director, Mr. Bob Blum on the line. Good morning, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Good morning, guys. You already heard from Dave about the tournament. I just want to fill in a little bit. I want to reiterate that we had the great weather, no wind, calm seas, always a great way to start. And this year we had 15 teams that some fished inshore, some fished offshore. And Marlin, pretty good. We had in the three-day tournament, 20 marlin and 2 sailfish. And the tuna fishing was good if you could find the right school of porpoises, but you had to go 30 or 40 miles out. Dorado, just so-so and kind of small. But we also were caught amberjack, pompano, pargo, triggerfish, skipjack, jack crevalli, and probably some others that I just don't remember. And the tournament was won by Team Nosotros Champonis, and the Chris and Kit Kugel, Greg and Mark, and these guys, they're repeat winners. They won last year, and they've also come in second several times. And that team also had the prize for the most billfish. Second place went to Team Fiasco. This was two Harvard professors who really came to the ranch to fly fish for rooster fish, but ended up catching some big tuna on conventional gear. And third place was won by another new team. They call themselves Electric Jack. One guy, Mark, is an electrician, and the other guy, Jim, says he's in the junk mail business and is responsible for all the junk mail you get every day.
The Rodriguez's are great people, though, man. They are fantastic. Yeah, Rodriguez Roofing.
Yeah. And the $500 sponsored by Statewide Stripes for the biggest Dorado was won by, as you said, Chris Rodriguez for 13.7-pound Dorado. And the $500 also sponsored by Statewide Stripes was won by the two guys from Harvard. And they very graciously donated the money to the Dog Rescue Service
That's Cortez Rec.
That's Rescue. Cool. Yeah. Very cool. Good job, guys.
John,
that's
one of the things that's really close to John Ireland's heart is that Cortez Rescue, where they basically rescue dogs down in Baja and find new homes for them in the United States.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't really know. Cool. That's way cool. Good job, guys.
So
that's
they donated the $500 from Statewide Stripes there. And Bob, you and Carol did a fantastic job being tournament directors. Of course, Pam Benzeman did a fantastic job assisting. Great shirts, the Let's Talk Hookup.
Those are cool.
Rancho Leonero shirts that John put together, the trophies, and, of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle gift cards and Maui Jim sunglasses were given away. And the cool thing about our tournament is it's all free. It doesn't cost you a penny to join. All you have to do is just come down and join us during those dates, which next year will be June 6th through the 10th, 2020. And, Bob, you coming back to be the tournament director?
I certainly plan to.
All right. Well, Bob wrote a great story, and we're going to have a great bunch of pictures that'll be up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, later this week. And then, of course, we'll have our email blast also that Bob Varney's working on right now, and that'll get out here this week, and that'll have that Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero story that Bob wrote. Bob, great job. Thanks for everything you did, and thanks, a huge thank you to John Ireland and Jennifer Ireland for being the most gracious and wonderful hosts and having one of the most special places on earth to go visit.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Bob. Appreciate the call this morning. Thanks very much. All right. Phones are packing up. You want to get through. Here's your chance. 833-288-0973 is the line. 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win the pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and also that Seakeeper Pro kit and have a chance to talk to Brandon and Berkeley right now. Let's go ahead and jump on the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys had it on your boats for a year, right? Now, what, at the end of the day, when you get to the island and you're coming back, you got your bait, how much better shape is that bait in, their noses and all that, and the scales, are they like twice as good?
It's a good question. Great Brandon, your thought on that?
Absolutely. The less the bait slosh, the less the water slosh around in there in the bait tank, the better the bait's going to be. The less the bait has to swim around, the better. I mean, the Seakeeper definitely helps with that.
That's one of those things that, you know, with great, you know, on a great bait day, you might not notice a difference, but on a poor bait day, it might make all the difference. You know, sometimes, especially when the water is real hot and everybody's buying every scoop and the guys are doing their best to keep up and the bait hasn't had as much time to cure out, the better you can keep that bait, the better off your day is going to be, no doubt. That's a great point.
I can tell you on my boat, it makes a huge difference, and I'm throwing, I hate to say this, but I'm throwing bait away at the end of the day that's just absolute red hot.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it makes that much difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Great.
Good call.
Point. Hey, that's a very good call. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones and talk to
Doug in Montebello is calling us online right now. What's up, Doug? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering, how did you guys ever come out with the idea with the Seakeeper to begin with?
Good question.
Great question.
Who invented this incredible
thing? It was two gentlemen by the name of Shep McKinney and John Adams. Shep was the original founder owner of Hinckley Yachts back east, and John was considered the father of stabilization. And the two guys kind of got together and said, listen, I think we've got an exciting opportunity here. And it's the rest is history. So since 2008, we've got close to 9,000 units worldwide.
Wow,
no kidding.
We've got boat builders, putting these on now as standard equipment. You know, Bertram yachts, you buy a Bertram yacht, it comes with Seakeeper. It's no choice. And when you come down to the San Diego Boat Show, you'll see, you know, Boston Whaler, Pursuit, all of these boats are getting Seakeepers on them.
Yeah. There's a boat at the San Diego Boat Show. And the boat show is great this year. There's some really unique stuff that you don't see anywhere else. So I would highly advise you to go down to Harbor Island today or tomorrow and go check it out. But talk about that crazy 50-foot center console.
Well, yeah, it's
and it has a Seakeeper on it.
It does. It's an HCB 53 with a Seakeeper 6. These center consoles are just incredible. I mean, honestly, the whole East Coast market in South Florida, Seakeeper does business with probably over 100 center console manufacturers alone.
And they're not cheap vessels.
No.
They're very fast. This boat, I believe, has four quadruple outboards, 425 horsepower each.
This is a million-dollar center console.
Yeah, it's over $1 million.
Over $1 million.
So probably one of the nicest center consoles out there in the world today.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Very exciting.
It's crazy looking. And they have like a six-pack of Corona on the bow. It's got like this full-on table with a full settee around it, right, Brandon? You're shaking your head up there. It's like you walk by and it's like, really? Is that really exist? And it goes like 70 miles an hour, you said.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're going to get to Catalina from San Diego probably, you know, in about an hour, or so.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But there's several boats like that at the boat show that are very unique, and that's one of the cool things that's one of the things that stood out to me about this show.
Where else are you going to see that?
Previous shows.
Here in Southern California, yeah. You know, I mean, you just don't get to go see 50-foot center consoles with quad 425s anywhere. I mean, just to get to go down and scope that, and it's a fun day. Like that, the boat show's a great way to go cruise around and check out all the new stuff and be around some fun boating and some fun fishing and to go rock and roll in the Sea Keeper. Again, I just can't say it enough times. Like you have to see it. It is so difficult to put into words, but it's very easy when you're standing rocking and rolling that Sea Keeper and have Brandon flip the switch and make the boat stop moving.
Yeah.
It's just something you have to feel to believe.
Yeah, indeed. You ever take pictures of people's faces when they do that?
Yeah, we're always taking videos.
Yeah, indeed.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. I want to remind you, this portion of the show, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing and Fish Pros the Market in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, those killer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And when we come back, we got more of your phone calls. We got the catch report. We got all kinds of great info. 833-288-0973. We'll be back with more Let's Talk Hookup on The Fan 97.3.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
Radio.com sports station.
This is Matt Strom from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
This ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig. And when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therez 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therez combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Rockod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rockod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS echo sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic-steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full-color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.